And hello, welcome to the Diabetic Show. My name is Mark Philwett, pancreatically challenged associate just up there off to my left.
I'm Dobie Maxwell, Robin to your Batman. Thank you for listening. We are opening the doors of diabetes in a happy way, in a friendly way, so normal people can talk without using clinical terms.
Huh?
That's what we do.
And we also
try to bring it down to earth.
Also, we have 9.4% of the population out there that should be listening, and the ones, a little over 8 million, they're not sure if they are even diabetic.
8 million people.
Well, like you said, with the Fritos, nachos, feed up.
No, a little Debbie snack and cake. What's got the highest of sugar?
Debbie.
And a Mountain Dew. They taste so good. Why do bad things taste so good?
It's the carb.
I don't know. If it tastes good, spit it out. That's
the
a Jack LaLanne, very
fat.
Famous quote.
February, or at least close enough. National Children's Dental Health Month. So, of course, this has to be Diabetes in Your Mouth show. We'd like to welcome Susan Sullivan a little bit later on from the Northwestern Dental Group, conveniently located Arlington Heights, Niles, and Gurnee. We would be talking about everything oral, and there's a lot to talk about. It's hard to really get that out and make it sound believable.
Well, we're broadcast professionals, so we'll just pop the clutch and go into second gear.
Well, obviously, with the diabetics, you have infections, things, and when you have bad oral hygiene, bad breath, stop looking at me, mm-hmm. That will affect your blood sugar.
And also your dating life, too.
Let's turn to the news.
Yes, do.
Okay. The big thing, they're having test trials now for the artificial pancreas, something that I'm going to be going for.
Jarvik working on this, too? It's like the Jarvik 7 heart. It's like, you know, let's do a couple other organs. I'm surprised they didn't do that, you know.
You would think by now.
Some whammo lungs that go in and out.
It's an apparatus.
Like a whoopee cushion lungs.
Kind of straps onto your body. Kind of, it doesn't look good if you're into the two-piece this year. But, yeah, it kind of sticks on the outside, and a couple of things get stuck in every week, and it does everything that the pancreas
so,
does.
It's like, no, seriously, no joke. It's kind of like a zip drive on a computer.
And it's run by your smartphone.
Seriously?
Yeah. So these are test trials going on. Now, who knows how long it's going to take before it gets to the supermarket or diabetic department store, if they have those.
So if everybody's got a clip-on pancreas, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, but then again, you look at the other side of it, you have an industry that's pumping out $23 billion in medicine for diabetics, and, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, it's going to be a tough sausage to give up, you know, selling all that medicine if you can just buy a little kit and plug it in.
Hey, Jonas Salk got his vaccine through. Who did he pay off?
Hello, 1950 what?
That's my point.
Okay.
You know, there was money involved there then too, correct? Follow the money.
Look at you. Let's talk about Watergate, but next.
Let's get Donald Trump in this. He's got people.
Diabetics and Donald Trump.
Is diabetic Donald Trump diabetic?
I wish he was. Well, that comes out bad, but imagine the support. I mean, I'd want a cure if I was Donald. Okay, let's move on in case you know, the lawsuit's moving on. But the deal is the test trials are out there. Go to the Google. Look at it up. It's there. Diabetic test trials, artificial pancreas.
A stupid question. Is this being tested in America or overseas?
Well, we're spreading it out. It's going to be a six-country, 240-people thing. It's going to be day-to-day living.
Now, are we the leader in diabetes, America? Because our diet's got to be the worst.
Well, you mean number of diabetics?
Number of diabetics only because of due to diet.
According to numbers, yes.
I mean, if they're eating, you know, if they're living in the brush somewhere in some South American country eating.
Believe it or not, that is good for you. I mean, the roughage.
No, I'm sure it's good for you.
The carbs, no fat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Yes so, and no. What's the question again? You've lost me.
If a chicken and a half can lay an egg and a half in a day and a half, how long would it take a grasshopper with a wooden leg to kick the seeds off a dill pickle?
Now.
The answer, motorcycles, because they have no doors. See, this is what happens when you have a diabetic coma coming on. Let's get to the next story.
Isn't that true, though? Funny you would mention that. It actually comes from hypoglycemia, which slides perfectly into the next article.
That's what I knew. I'm your Batman, Robin.
The
I'm
worst
your Robin
part,
Batman.
Or yeah.
Who's Robin? Who's driving the Batmobile? You.
Be sure to edit that out later.
Next story.
Yeah, that would be Troy McDonald over there. He's off to the right if mm-hmm. you're looking at the
having a little
today.
Debbie snack of cake and a Mountain Dew.
Let's say that you're hypoglycemic. And another thing you can't really be too happy about because it happens a lot to diabetics, especially, well, I guess type 1 and type 2. For me, type 1, it's worse because of the chemical, you know, being in my blood kicks
sure.
up whenever it decides to. They say don't use the chocolate for Lowe's. And speaking as a type 1, that's the best part. If there's such a thing as a best part about being diabetic, you know, you can't really park closer to buildings, which, you know, sucks. But the hypoglycemia is the only gold in the rainbow, so to speak.
Okay.
And for me, it's Reese's peanut butter cups. You know, you grab one, 10, 15 minutes later, you're feeling good. Now they say you don't use a chocolate for Lowe's in any form.
Really?
Apparently, chocolate has fat. Yes, and that's why it's good.
That's why it's good.
Apparently, it slows the body's ability to absorb the sugar. So and instead, they're saying a better alternative is dried fruit or orange juice or...
I'm inventing a whole wheat ding-dong. I'm working on the patent for that.
Yeah, on the surface, that sounds stupid, but I'm sure there's something underneath.
High fiber. Not to be a chocolate. It could be a maybe like a liver, carob kind of combination flavor. Like, remember Ewell Gibbons? We're going to get old now. If you're older and you're diabetic, there's a guy named Ewell Gibbons who used to be on national television.
86 years old.
86 years old, but he would eat tree bark and bug innards and all kinds of weird stuff, and he would advertise grape nuts. And as a kid, you know, the power of advertising, grape nuts as a cereal, do they still make them? I don't know if they don't make grape nuts at all. And as a kid, they had that, but this Ewell Gibbons guy was he was a very compelling character. He had a hair that looked like he combed it with an egg beater, this old dude. And this is back in the 70s, and I'm thinking, I've got to try grape nuts. And I was raised by my grandparents, who are already old,
sure.
And said, you don't need to try that. They're terrible. We've tried them already. And I was a defiant little kid who Ewell Gibbons said, I want to try the grape nuts, and I tried them, and it's like the Danny Thomas spit take. You know, you take one and spew the grape nuts all over the kitchen floor, and they were the worst food that I've ever eaten in my life.
Grape nuts are a defining moment for people's lives. You love them or you hate them. There's no middle ground.
Do you love them?
Gravel in my mouth, no.
And you could put them in milk for literally months, and it does not get any softer.
It would almost seem to mutate into a concrete.
Yeah, I think that's where they buried Jimmy Hoffa. They got a big pool, and they filled it with grape nuts, and they put milk in there, and Jimmy Hoffa sunk to the bottom, and they never found him.
This track is becoming way too slick.
Well, let's go to the next story then.
Okay, well, unfortunately, there's not a lot going on with diabetes news this month, so we're pretty much at the end, unless you want to kind of pull back into the artificial.
No, and the reason we're not trying to make light and comedy out of this whole situation, but it's a deep subject. When you hear I have diabetes, you're that Charlie Brown's teacher, wah, 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 wah.
And you get the stigma on sentence. Top of it. And there is a stigma to it. You're type 2. Now, are you on any medicine with your type 2?
I am not anymore, and I dieted and exercised my way to out of that, and then get, oh, okay, well, I'm okay. I did all right, and then I'm right back to, you know, snorting Folgers crystals and Nestle's Quick, and I need to, I probably should be back on medication again.
You know, it's funny that you would mention that, because what I'm thinking is, a show like this, great platform for product placement.
Sure.
It begs for product placement.
Well, you just said there are 9 million people like us that are relatively normal as we're going to be close to.
Yeah.
But from all walks of life, it's difficult to keep the lifestyle. That's why we're here, to bring it down to earth so people like Sue can come on later and tell us about, you know, dental oral hygiene.
Okay, but let me hit this product placement, because we're running out of time.
Hit
this
it.
Is valuable. Like, for instance, diabetics, we deserve what? Good diet. Good diet's a basic for any diabetes.
Sure.
We need a sponsor.
Okay.
First one comes to mind. Go. Who?
A sugar company.
Seattle Sutton.
Seattle Sutton would be great.
A product it begs for Seattle Sutton's participation in the program.
How about Sturtevant Sutton? We'll make it a little bit more close to Kenosha.
No, got to go. Unless we got a local out there, I'm more than happy to take local free stuff. Mm-hmm. But if I can get national free stuff, as Grandma said, free tastes better. So look, I tell you what, let's take the break right here. Is it a good time, Troy? We're right there? Okay, Troy McDonald, thanks so much. On the other side of this, we'll be speaking with Susan Sullivan. It is the Diabetic Show, Diabetes in Your Mouth. Hello, welcome back to the Diabetic Show. I'm Mark Philwett.
I'm Dobie Maxwell.
And second portion already. Oh, Dobie, before we can go in here, this is very exciting because we're still kind of feeling things out, how to get things going here.
Correct.
We haven't even mentioned the website.
Exactly right. In the 21st century, we are now up and running, as they say.
Well, no, it's funny we're not. But we should still mention that website.
Okay.
It's thediabeticshow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it's there's something going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the emails, those are always the same. And those have been working since the show started. We mentioned that already. Dobie at thediabeticshow.
D-O-B-I-E and Mark.
D-O-B-I-E.
Yes.
That's right. As opposed to the traditional spelling.
I get Dolby. I get mail for Debbie all the time. I don't know who Debbie Maxwell is, but I've got a stack of mail for her if she should show up at my home.
And try saying your name to the voice recognition. It doesn't work at all.
Comes out diabetes.
Right. We actually have an email. And I thought this was from you.
No, I don't have a computer.
No, okay. This one is from Carl.
Okay.
From Lake Geneva.
Okay.
Actually, he says, why is your website down? So I guess it all kind of works out that we just answered.
We'll get it up and running.
We will get it up and running, okay? And it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be great.
We've got special guests like we have today.
That's true, because it is, the official name of it is National Children's Dental Health Month. A huge mouthful. And of all the things that you know that diabetes does to you, they have heart. That's number one. That's going to go bad. The kidneys, nerves, circulation anywhere, your eyes. But number six, periodontal, teeth.
Boy, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Well, it all kind of ties in. So with that, we have to bring in a very special guest, Susan Sullivan from the Northwestern Dental Group. First off, Susan, thank you so much. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Now, we're thrilled to have you here. And we have to thank folks at Northwestern Dental Group. You know, Dobie.
And yes, Mark.
Conveniently
located. Tell us about the Northwestern Dental Group, if you would.
Thank you. Conveniently located in Niles, Arlington Heights, and Gurnee.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to traditional family dental care.
You know, having a good dentist is like having a good mechanic. It's something that you can trust throughout your family.
Yes.
From implants, restorative dental needs, IV sedation, root canals, crowns, and general hygiene, Northwestern Dental Group provides comprehensive dentistry services for the adult mouth and kids, too.
Thank you. And they offer financing for those who qualify. Any information, they're on the Google. Northwestern Dental Group. Implants.com. Or something like that. You'll find it. Thank you so much, Susan. We'd like to welcome Susan, who now obviously is Northwestern's Employee of the Month. Welcome to the show, and congratulations on the impending promotion.
Thanks, Mark.
Now, as far as the dental health care with the mouth, you read so much about it, where there's a lot of dry mouth, and dry mouth is bad, with no saliva, it doesn't wash things away, the tooth, they decay, and then we come and see you.
That's right.
Now, theoretically, I know, what do they say, twice a year, every 6 months, see your dental hygienist, brush twice a day?
Sometimes, but if you have gum problems, sometimes you have to be seen more often.
What's the difference between a diabetic mouth and a non-diabetic mouth?
Well, they can be one and the same, but if it's poorly controlled with your sugar levels, you can have increased bacteria and more inflammatory response. So.
And then it echoes from there, because once you have the infection, then the blood sugars roll accordingly.
Right. They kind of have a symbiotic relationship between the two.
And another thing I noticed, and also, as far as fair disclosure, full disclosure, we have to admit that you have been my dental hygienist since...
Which president?
It's been some time.
Yes.
And we want to thank you so much for coming out there. And this is so different, because usually, yeah, I'm in the cradle position, or actually fetal position, when I first get there.
Supine position.
Thank you. I forgot that
Versus
one.
Prone. That's the only dentist office I've ever known that's got stirrups. I don't know how that works.
Ouch. And there I am looking up at you. They have that bright light behind you, which gives you that nice aura, by the way.
Right. Yeah,
very nice. So you always tell me, well, you do better, obviously. And then secondly, you tell me how the plaque is going to kill me, at least with the bad breath. That would be you would be killing. But what does plaque do to the diabetic's circulatory? Is it the same plaque you're going to find closer to the heart?
Well, it is. It's actually the same type of bacteria. They've discovered that bacteria in the lining of the walls of the blood vessels in and around the heart. So it contributes to the inflammatory process. Gets into your bloodstream oftentimes through your mouth. So if it's poorly controlled, your bacteria is building, you have poor hygiene, it's going to cause inflammation in your mouth and then throughout the rest of your body.
Let's talk a little bit about the infections.
Okay.
What is keeping it as as light as possible.
Okay.
I know because I've had these infections where just all of a sudden, for no reason, something will just blow up in my mouth.
Right.
And then...
It's having a party in your mouth.
In a way.
Tupperware
bacterial,
party.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. You put something up in there. You almost kind of like stick something up in there, something that's supposed to kill the bad guys, and it does.
Right. Sometimes I do mechanical removal of your goobers.
Is that what they're the official?
It's been known to be called that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And sometimes I have to place an antibiotic up in there that gets slowly released and kills the bacteria that's building in there.
What's the biggest problem that you see? Is there one in particular?
Well, poor blood sugar, you know, poor levels.
Does...
You mean high levels? I mean,
high levels of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, some of the bacteria feeds off of that. That's sitting in those fluids around your teeth and increase in their numbers because you're providing that by having poor control.
Does one come first over the other? Is it the poor management of the diabetes that causes the infection, or is it just as simple as not brushing twice a day and not flossing regularly?
The infection comes from the high levels of bacteria.
Period. Doesn't matter how it gets there.
Well, it gets there every day. It
right.
forms every 12 hours. A new layer of bacteria forms every 12 hours, and it turns into a little manufacturing plant after 24 hours, and then it really starts to have a party in there.
Does it matter what time to brush?
Well, you should always try to brush after you eat.
I brush after every bite. I make it a practice of doing that.
And it seems to work for him.
Yeah. It's hard with fried chicken, you know.
Well, if you're eating all day, then it's hard to brush every time you eat.
No, seriously, because now a lot of times they teach you don't eat six small meals a day.
Right.
The whole deal, so you're supposed to brush six times a day.
Well, what is it now? They've lost me. They've lost me at the eggs first. Bad, good, good, bad.
And broccoli.
Broccoli's now, bad now? Well, dipped in chocolate, yeah.
Nothing's bad dipped in chocolate. So otherwise, it's just the same old thing. The same thing that your mother told you, the same thing that all the commercials tell you, all the Crest commercials. Crest would be a good product placement, too.
To self.
Yeah, put it down for next week.
Basically twice a day. You can brush your teeth twice a day thoroughly, remove the bacteria as best as you can.
When you get up and when you go to bed, usually, shouldn't that be normally
after
when
breakfast
people do it?
And before bed.
After breakfast. Okay. I brush to get the taste of sleep out to enjoy breakfast.
Ah, that's true. He does.
You know, if it tastes like a manhole, you know, you don't want to eat cereal after that.
That's true.
Of course, low-sugar cereal, because Sue's here. I wouldn't eat anything with sugar in it, of course. Because
grape nuts.
Grape nuts, very good.
Well, I can only imagine some of the things that... Well, anyway, here's the thing. Now we're drifting way off, and we should take the break.
We do that.
Okay. We'll come back. We'll discuss more good dental for diabetics. The Diabetic Show.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
All right. Welcome to the third segment, The Diabetic Show. My name is Mark Philwitt.
I'm Dobie Maxwell. Popping into third gear, we're talking about diabetes and dental health.
Goodness.
In general.
All good.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Sullivan from the Northwestern Dental Group. Hello again, Sue.
Hi.
And when it comes to dental stuff, sometimes when I talk to you, I get kind of moving around in my chair because
You do get fidgety.
I'm not a good dental candidate.
Right.
Nobody is. That's why Sue's here, because nobody likes to do that.
But I've kept you coming back. Because you enjoy your experience. Ultimately, you enjoy having a healthier mouth.
That's true. And tell us a little bit more about Northwestern Dental Group. The big guy there, Dr. Larry.
Yes. Dr. Mulvaney is the main doctor there. We have several other doctors that work at our other locations. Right now I'm working with Dr. Corey and Dr. Nanavati in the Gurney office. I like them very well. And we have a good time, and we like to treat our patients properly. We want to do the right thing for people.
Fear's got to be the number one thing you see, or at least for me.
Oh, sure.
It's what you're going to see.
Sure.
The one thing I did notice about Dr. Larry, he makes you feel good. He makes you feel relaxed. And what's the expression with his work? Because I know he does a lot of extra work. Conscious sedation.
Well, he does various levels of sedation for people who are really fearful. Uh-huh. Plus, sometimes people have very complicated dental procedures that need to be done with multiple phases, and they don't want to sit there for 3 hours, 4 hours, and stay awake. So if you're asleep, you can get a lot more done in one visit without multiple visits and alleviate that fear.
Dobie, I'm telling you, we tried this kind of sedation. I mean,
I'm sedated now.
Exactly.
So,
I mean,
just so you know.
It's a foundation. Very good.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's get back. So you're in there, you got the guy squirming in the chair.
Right.
And it's happened before.
Right.
The big lummoxy guys who just crack walnuts with their thumb and forefinger. They're crying in your arms.
Right, right. And they have tattoos all up and down their arms. That never bothered them. But if I'm going to start playing with their teeth, and they get really agitated about that.
Yeah. Let's talk bacteria.
Yes.
Smoking. Good, bad, indifferent. I'm sure it's always bad. There's nothing good. Unless you're having one with a cigarette first thing in the morning. That was good. 12 years removed, it's still good.
Well, smoking constricts the blood vessels. So that really pools the toxins in the cells.
And so they're not moving like they're supposed to.
Right. You don't have good blood flow to remove the toxicity that's building up. So it contributes to the gum disease process.
Saliva?
Saliva, when you have very little saliva, again, the bacteria is not being rinsed away. The sugars aren't being rinsed away. So all that stuff is sitting on there much longer and brewing. So it's not good.
How does diet affect the mouth overall? What is the diet that you would prefer the patients to eat so you don't have as much work to do when they come see you every twice a year?
Well, don't eat Oreos.
Oh,
no, see?
Right before your visit.
No, if I'm paying you, I'm going to eat a whole box.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh,
the next thing is the fiery hot Cheetos that I've noticed.
Fiery hot Cheetos?
Those red ones.
Oh, the new ones, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can basically light someone's mouth like Gene Simmons of Kiss.
You can't get it off. It's just permanent.
Is that red?
Yes.
Red dye.
They're all over.
You got like right. A wire brush you use on people's teeth and just to scrape that off?
not quite. I do. I'm much more gentle than that.
I know you are. I'm just curious because I don't like
Mark
those
is still alive after all the visits he's had with
it's
me.
So true. And I'm not going to say
no, Mark smiles. He doesn't look like a wrestling fan, so you're doing a good job.
That mm-hmm. is true. Mm-hmm. That is. And she's held my hand more than once.
Beautiful.
And actually, mm-hmm. Said, hey, don't be such a baby a few times, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Now, Mark, have you noticed since your diagnosis with diabetes that your dental health has changed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the teeth they move a lot more.
Yeah.
Of course, that could be age, too. But I notice I'm more prone to infection than I was before.
Sure.
And it's like we talked in the second segment, you get the infection and then your sugars go any way they want to go. They'll go down as well as up. And the difference between, say, Dobie, me and you.
Yeah.
I think you
there are many differences.
You dress a lot better than me, in black especially.
You fill out the long tax form.
And it's, my sugars can literally go 4 times up. Mm-hmm. I mean, just in a blink, 1 to 400. And it's done that. I think with the type 2s, yeah, I mean, you're high, but it's not as high, and that's why you'll outlive me by a few weeks, I imagine, if things work out well.
I'll die in a car wreck, but my teeth are going to be perfect.
Check the brakes. Okay, now, and here's also, so before we let you go, what else can I do to help fight the bad stuff? I mean, I'm more prone to the gum disease. I'm more prone to this. I'm more prone.
Yes, you are.
I need less prone.
Well, you got to control your blood sugar better.
Easy to say, yes.
And more frequent visits to the dentist. If I can see you, 3 or 4 times a year.
And that's something, here we go. It's so funny. We've only done, however long we've done the show, Dobie, it always comes down to health coverage again and again and again and again. And we're going to have a show in the future about that because I would love to see you 4 times, but
right. My
insurance, they're not doing too well.
Right.
They're hurting
it
hard.
It is complicated.
Got Bob's insurance.
Yes.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah. He bought it from his brother, Jim. Wow. So anyway, I can only see Sue twice a year. And I do get the toothbrush. Thank you very much. So just keep on keeping on. Is this pretty much it?
Right. You got to
drink lots of water.
Remove the bacteria. Control your blood sugar better. Watch your diet.
Excellent. Dobie, am I forgetting anything?
This was very informative. Thanks for coming in, Sue. Seriously. And if we come and see you, it's good. I think developing a relationship with a dental health entity, you know, kind of like,
exactly.
You know, it takes the fear away. You know our mouth situation.
Right.
So let's get some business for Sue.
And I can monitor the changes.
That is true. Things have become a lot more computerized, especially in the last few years. And so you can actually see the movement, which is very, very cool.
You can check with the x-rays. I know how the trends go for you in particular when you're having good times and not so good times.
One last question for you. When I get the x-rays, when you put the thing in the mouth, take you really have to leave the room to press the button?
Well, that's where the button is.
To protect you.
Well, it used to be I have to be 6 feet away. Now I only have to be 2 feet away.
Oh, I feel much safer
but
then.
But the button is still 6 feet away, so.
So, yeah, remodeling. Okay, now the reason we have to rush on the show, and we apologize for that, is, we can say it's radio. We've got some work going on in the studios, and you might be hearing some rattling sounds literally any second. So we were told literally to...
Five men with jackhammers are lining up right now waiting for us to be done with the show.
Yes, actually.
So we're almost done.
And the one with the hammer seems very upset.
Plug our website one more time.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Good idea. TheDiabeticShow.com. And the website, the email, mark@thediabeticshow.com.
And Dobie at Diabetic Show. And let's plug Sue's website one more time. How can we get a hold of Northwestern Dental Group?
Northwestern Dental Group, implants.com.
So that was easy.
Yeah, beautiful. We are all attainable. So if you have any questions for any of us, Sue knows what she's talking about. We don't. So that's why we're here bringing it up on the radio.
Conscious sedation. All right. Engineer Troy McDonald.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you for making us sound legitimate, or at least letting us sound. And that's it. The Diabetic Show. Next Diabetic Show. Diabetics of the future. Yeah. What are they going to look like?
Must hear radio.
Evolution at its finest.
Yes, and do aliens have diabetes?
Thanks for listening.
On the next Diabetic Show. Thanks for listening. Good night.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to